Today is Thursday, and this is Eunoia, spoken by Elswith. So for today, I had an idea that I think you can get behind. Or maybe not, maybe for some of you, as you're there, relaxing, hopefully had your mindful beverage, or maybe enjoying it now, then maybe you can't quite get your head around, and that's okay. Not everything is everyone's cup of tea, now is it? We spoke on Tuesday about the sissy maid, the over-the-top, dressed-up caricature of the French maid, right? But for today, today's focus is on the not so submissive, perhaps, yet still very aware of the lifestyle and the trappings, perhaps, that goes along with it. One of these that I like is the role play, although I will say not for everyone is it role play, of course. It is the persona, it also is just them, who they choose to be, but one of the types of submissives that I do enjoy keeping around is that feminine friend. The one who listens, yet offers advice freely, right? Just like any girlfriend would. Any bestie. Yeah? The one you can go shopping with and pick out things that are not the over-the-top outfits that we looked at on Tuesday. The one who perhaps is a switch and they have their own pet. After all, a mistress maybe should have friends who are also mistresses. Though I do like that with a bit of a twist. I like the feminine friend who will tell me that, oh dear, we really do need to go get our nails done, and means it. I like the feminine friend who maybe it's only with me that they can be this feminine friend. Yet, when we are together, we are who we want to be exactly. That's a very special kind of place to be. Sure, it does happen in other scenes, doesn't it? It even happens in our sessions and trances. You trust that I'll keep you in the spot that you expect to be, and I trust that I can play these games, offer these triggers, and that you'll continue to be who I expect you to be. So for Thursday, it is that feminine friend. It is the one who may only do it for 2 hours a week, or for others live it their day in and day out.